of us are on a journey with God. Yeah. It says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as our soul prospereth. And that prospering is to have a good journey through life. And so it's your journey with God, and it's your acts with God. And so when you bring your desire to God, he's going to bring them to pass. He's the one that's working it in you, like he worked in Moses, like he worked in Abraham, like he worked in Joseph, like he worked in Job. Right? And they all had situations and challenges and mountains to climb or to go through or around. But God was the one that brought them through it as they stayed with him. And so God really wants us to focus with him, to practice with him, to give our desires to him, to pray for the laborers. You know, God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And, you know, and the way that they come is when we pray to God and ask him to send us those ready to go believers, those that really want to know, those that want to come from darkness to light. And then we speak words of life to them. And as they receive with a humble heart, then God will give them their before ordained works. God will work the desire. So there's nothing on us. Our heart is to go to him with all of our heart. It's not to lean onto our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge him and let him direct our path on the journey that he's got for us. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So Jesus is the example to follow. You know, we see his life. He was humble. He submitted himself unto God. He always done the will of the Father. He always sought the Father's direction and encouragement. He went for him for his strength. He went to him for his energy. And that's what we do. We follow that great example. And then we can see that play out in the book of Acts. You know, these guys received the Spirit of God and they were led by God. They were in relationship with God. God was able to do signs, miracles, wonders. And by their mouth, God was able to really produce great faith within the people. So when we allow God to have his way in our life by ceasing from our own works and allowing him to do, then the great works will begin for us. We will walk, and we are walking like the guys in the book of Acts. That's our desire. That's what we want to do. When we read those records, we get great encouragement. We see how God worked in Philip, and God directed him to the Ethiopian who was reading and didn't understand. And so Philip, by the inspiration of God, was able to open up to him the understanding of that. And then he was caught away. And then Paul, you know, Paul was persecuting the church like Danny mentioned. But when he got saved, when he got born again, then he moved with God. He wasn't fruitful straight away. But as he walked with God, God was able to work with his faith. And God is working with each of our faith now. So when we receive these words gladly and receive them into our heart with a mind to do it, to put it to practice what we've been encouraged. Like we've been encouraged by Sangha that we're seated at the right-hand side of God and that we have those pleasures forevermore. And the way that we bring the spiritual to the physical is to be led by God, to declare the things that God is putting in our heart, to speak in tongues, to honor God with our substance, to look to him in every situation. So we've been given great words of life that if we receive and do ourselves, we can see the great works of God. So yesterday we had Maya's birthday party and Leanne's friends turned up and I'm always, you know, I get on well with Leanne's friends. They all know what I'm about. They all believe in God also because we've shared the words with them. And one of the girls, her name is Danielle. And she had a new partner, and they come to a barbecue that we had. We was doing another party, I think, but in our house. And her partner, me and Danny, got to share the words with him, and words from God. And he had a problem with his shoulder, and he couldn't move his shoulder. And so me and Danny ministered to him, and Danny more so, actually. And the guy received his healing, And she was saying to me yesterday, oh, my boyfriend is always talking about you and Danny. She said he's never had a problem with his shoulder since. And the respect and the love that I get from Leanne's friends because of the things that we've spoken into their life. And Danielle herself, when she was younger, her mum went on holiday. They all went on holiday and her mum stayed behind. And she had an affair with a guy. And they didn't hear from her for 3 months. They didn't know when she was coming back. And we was doing a Sunday fellowship and she actually came. And she spoke to me. She said, I'm really worried about my mummy. I haven't seen her and we don't know where she is. And God just put it in my heart to tell her that not to worry, that she'd be back tomorrow. So I spoke that in faith, and afterwards I'm thinking, why on earth did I say that? But anyway, she came back the next day and said, what you said happened. My mum's home. And so, you know, they've seen the power of God. They've heard the words of life. And our words are words of life. Our words give hope. Our words impart faith, and our words inspire people to go to God. Our job is to connect people to God. Jesus Christ reconciled men and women back to God, and he showed them the love of God, he showed them the authority of God, and he showed them the power of God, and his words were always to edify, always to encourage. And that's what we do. We encourage people. Like, we've all been encouraged through the testimonies and words of everyone today. And I was reminded of a film called the Rocky film. You know Rocky? And the Eye of the Tiger. He had the Eye of the Tiger, baby. He wanted to be champion. And he was on a journey. And on his journey, he had to train. He had to go through different situations. But he still kept his focus to the point that he actually won the championship. Now, we know that's a story, it's a film, but this happens to a lot of people in real life. If you want the things of God, you've got to want it bad. You've got to want it more than you want anything else in this world. God has to be first. As we know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you need will be added unto you. Like God put in my heart when I went full-time was Lawrence, you take care of my business, and I take care of your business. Now, there wasn't nothing in the census realm to show me that God was going to do that or how he could do that. But as I took each step with the desire that God put in my heart, then he brought into place everything that I needed to continue the journey. So whatever desires in your heart, don't think, I'll wait until the money comes. I'll wait until this happens. Just begin straight away with God and prayer. Go into God, give him your desires, spend time with the Father, give him your heart, speak in tongues, see yourself speaking to the millions, to the hundreds of millions, and God will bring those desires to pass. He's going to open up the doors. He's going to direct your path, and it won't be how you think it will be. God will do it in his wonderful way. And so God is always working with our faith. Like Sangate encouraged us, God worked with Moses' faith. He said to Moses, put your hand in your jacket. And when he pulled his hand out, it was leprosy. He said, now put it back in. It come out, it was clean. He said, chuck the stick on the floor. The stick turned into a snake. He said, pick it up by its tail. And he picked it up and it went back to the stick. So God worked with Moses' faith until Moses was ready to move. And when Moses moved, he done it at the direction of God. He said, go and speak to Pharaoh. You tell him such and such. So Moses went in obedience and told him such and such. And what Moses said, with what God put in his heart to say, came to pass. And so we just stay with God. You know, the just shall live by faith, not by sight. We don't go by what we see, even what we feel. But we take every situation to God, and we let him walk us through every situation. And we do the things that he puts in our hearts, because God is really taking care of us. And he's continually working in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And God will do exceedingly, abundantly above all that you ask or think. He's working in you. He's leading you. He's guiding you. And, you know, we're not under the law of sin and death, but we're under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So when we're walking by that Spirit, we have life, we have peace, we have prosperity, and we know that we got direct access to God, that we're justified, we're sanctified, we're redeemed, we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So I just want to encourage you, whatever your desire is, you give it to God. You stay focused with God. Stay connected where God wants you to be. Honor God where God shows you to honor. And declare his word. Speak by the Spirit of God. And encourage God's people. Our words should be words of edification. Edification means to build up. We want to build up God's people. We give hope. And we give them expectation through the words that we're speaking. And, you know, we let people share their hearts with us. And if it's a complicated situation or they're speaking about the world, we overcome that with the truths of God's words in our mouth. You know, God sent his words and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. So we give words of life which inspire faith, and then people make their choice to continue with God or not. So we have to be very clear, very bold, and not hold back any words from people that they need to hear. We may think, well, if I say this to this person, that they may not come back again. We don't think that way because we speak by God. And God will bring the ones that will really want to know. God will bring the humble in heart, the meek in heart. That's what we're looking for. People that want to receive our words gladly. Like on the day of Pentecost, when Peter spoke, the ones that received the words gladly, so if you're receiving these words gladly like they did on the day of Pentecost, they continued in the word. They continued in the apostles' doctrine, what God was working in them to feed them. And they fellowshiped, they broke bread, they shared of their priority and what God was giving them to do. And they were praising God. They were having favor with all the people, like yesterday, at this mayor's birthday party, six years old, people were blessed. People were encouraged. They knew that they were blessed. And I spoke to other people, and you could see through the lockdown that we've been through that people were like, this is so nice that we're all together. It's the first time that I've been in such a crowded place. And the doors opened, you know, was open for us to speak words of life. There was one lady there, one of Leanne's school women that goes to school, that she takes her kids to the same school as Maya. She was Indian. And God just had me open up my mouth, and I spoke to her, and she believed in God, and she was so blessed with the things that I was sharing with her. I was sharing about the power of God, the testimonies of God, of the Indian believers and the Pali believers, and also what we see here in Bristol and what I've seen in Europe. You know, I've been privileged. And I am very privileged because I've been to all these places. I've traveled Europe. I've traveled to different countries. I've traveled with Sangha as well, which was a great learning experience. Such a meek and humble man of God who really encouraged me, because I would never speak out. I was always, you can ask him, like how I'm speaking now and how I've been. I was never like that. I would always be asked to share and say, no, I don't want to share. Just like Amber mentioned, but Sangate worked with my faith as well. God was working in him to work with my faith. So we would go to different countries and people would ask to, Sangate to share. And Sangate says, okay, we'll get Lawrence to share next. And I was like, oh no, don't ask me. What am I going to say? But when I was pushed into the well, like Sangate pushed me into the well, in other words, I had to swim. And so I just began to speak. And so from there, I learned such a lot in the practical of that God is with our mouth. God is with us wherever we go. And God has done many great things throughout Europe. And, you know, from the time I've been to France, meeting Frank, seeing the great miracles in his house when we first went there, seeing the great things God has done in Portugal, in Spain, in the south of France, in Finland, in Norway. God has done a mighty work. There's no excuses for anyone to shrink back in fear. And God doesn't take delight in people that shrink back in fear, because God has given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And God has given us that spirit where we receive his words. So really, we should be seeing great outreach in all of our countries. The word is being sown, and it will not return void, but it will accomplish the thing that God wants it to accomplish. And those that have received the words in previous times gladly should continue in those words, will continue, because they've received it gladly. Like we see Marie, you know, I met Marie in Ireland many years ago, in 2007, I believe. What a wonderful lady, what a wonderful young woman. And always been meek, always been humble to God. And I met Barbara, you know, Barbara and Rainer, when we first went to Germany. And their house, me and Sangate traveled there together. And God has done such a great work. You know, we haven't seen nothing yet. God wants even more to happen. And listen, don't worry about lockdown. You're going to get to travel. If you desire, if God has put a desire in your heart to go somewhere, you're going to go there. Okay, because nothing can stop God's plan. There's no temptation taking you such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. God, if God can get the children of Israel through the Red Sea, he can get you to where you need to be, need to go to. So our expectation is not on the government that they change the lockdown. Even if they keep a lockdown, if you need to be somewhere, God is going to make that way for you to be there. So don't let the force of this world hinder your faith to move forward with God. Or I won't be able to do that if they change the laws. And I won't be able to go here. Look, God will make the way. He made the way for Joseph. He made the way for Abraham. He made the way for Moses. He made the way for the children of Israel. He made the way for mankind to be reconciled to God, because he sent his son, Jesus Christ, who was obedient unto death and who done the will of the Father. And we can do the same. So we are very powerful people filled with the Spirit of God. Your words, what you speak, will come to pass. Be careful what you speak. Let them be the words of life. Let them be the words from the Heavenly Father. And you, when God gives you that vision, you speak that vision forth. You declare what you're going to do. And don't think, well, what happens if it doesn't happen, what I'm saying? It will happen. I can remember going to Atlanta, and there was a lady there, and she was 45 years old, and she'd been trying to get pregnant. And she come to me for me to minister to her. So I ministered to her that God will open up her tubes. And after I ministered, I said, and you're going to have a baby, and that baby's going to be a boy, and he's going to be healthy and strong. And afterwards, I thought, oh, my God, what did I say? What happens if it comes out of a girl? I'm going to be a false prophet. You know, this is what was going on in my mind. Anyway, we traveled back and seen her at another meeting many months later. And there she was, pregnant. And she come up to me, and Kim, because Kim wasn't with me on the first time I met her. On the second time, she came up and said, you done this to me. And Kim looked at me, and then we both laughed. And we found out later that she had a perfect, healthy baby boy. And the reason why God had me say it's going to be healthy, because she had a complication. And her husband said to her, look, we're not going to lose this baby, because the man of God said it was going to be a healthy baby boy. And then there was another lady, a friend of my sister called Rebecca, another 40, I think she was 47, and she'd been trying everything. She'd done IVF, all these different tests and things to get pregnant. And then she heard that testimony I just shared with you. And so my sister made arrangements for me to speak with her. And I just ministered and spoke into her life over the phone. And I said, you will have a baby. And God is going to open it up so you're not barren in any way, shape, or form. And you know what? I found out 2 years later that she had the baby, like 10 months later, after I said that and spoke that into her life. So God is good. And what you speak will come to pass. What you speak by God into someone's life will come to pass. So be real confident. And whatever your desires, you declare them out loud, out of your mouth. And God is going to bring it to pass because he's faithful. And it's not because we're special or our special knowledge or anything like that. It comes from that Spirit of God. It comes from walking by the Spirit of God and doing the things that he's putting in our hearts. So, guys, I encourage you, stay faithful. Stay faithful with God. Stay faithful doing the things that you've been doing. Stay faithful practicing what you've been encouraged to practice, because it's beneficial for you and it's going to allow God to do things that you never thought were possible to do. And wherever you are, whatever country you're in, whatever city you're in, you see that city flourishing and growing and multiplying. Ask God for the vision. Father, give me your vision of this area. Give me the vision of my country, of my county, of my town, and over the world. Show me the masses. Show me your laborers coming. And I thank you that they're coming to my airport, that people are coming to hear the words from my mouth, because what I speak are the words you give me to speak. So when we do that, God is making it happen. Like, God is making it happen for me. And because I trust him with all my heart, I'm not leaning to my own ability anymore, my own education anymore. And, you know, you are sons of God with power, sons of God with authority, and God is working in you powerfully. Don't doubt it. Don't let your circumstances speak louder than God, you know, because God is faithful. So stay with God, stay encouraged, stay declaring. Don't worry about what anybody else may be saying, or you're wrong, or you're right. We just do what God is putting in our heart. We trust him with all our heart. And this is what I wanted to encourage you guys. And, you know, just stay faithful. We're going to have another leaders meeting at the last Sunday of next month. And just be faithful to come, because you're missing out. You're going to miss out on words of life, miss out on words of encouragement. And God is the one that keeps you on track. And all you got to do is rest in him, stay with him, depend upon him, and don't listen to other voices. Listen to the voice of God working in your heart, and you will be fruitful. You will be successful, because God wants you to have a successful journey through this life, and he's working with your faith right now, right in your life. Don't be swayed off. Stay focused. Stay faithful. Stay confessing. Stay believing, and stay connected. So God bless your wonderful heart.